Welcome to the ASN Night Drive, a nightly recap of scores, features, and more. The ASN Night Drive is presented by LaportCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news?
Fallout from the NBA Eastern Conference Final, and a look ahead to the first New York-LA Finals matchup in a little over three decades. I'm Alvin Washington. Welcome to this edition of ASN Night Drive, presented by LaporeCountyLife.com. The upcoming Stanley Cup Final is part of our first ever LaPorte County Life Spotlight. Plus, we'll get you caught up on what's going on in baseball. But right now, the concussion lawsuit against the National Football League picks up some Hall of Fame fins in its arsenal. We get more from ABC Sports' Aaron Katarski.
Dan Marino is among the highest profile retired players suing the league over concussions. His lawsuit, that also includes about a dozen other former pro football players, comes as the league says it is prepared to settle other concussion-related claims for almost $800 million. Marino makes similar allegations, namely that the NFL turned a blind eye to the risk of head injuries to keep the fan base excited.
Other big names joining the suit include ex-Chicago Bear teammates Jim McMahon and Richard Dent, along with former Detroit Lion Barry Sanders. While most of the basketball universe prepares for the rematch in the NBA Finals between Miami and San Antonio, Oklahoma City and Indiana are left picking up the pieces. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith talked about OKC going forward.
You've got to add some frontline help. You desperately need a post presence. What they're showing you is that they're an incredibly gifted and entertaining team that's going to win 50-plus games every year with the best scorer in the world in Kevin Durant, and one of the top seven players in the game in Russell Westbrook. But the reality is that they have absolutely no post presence whatsoever.
Smith made his comments on Monday morning's edition of Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio. Meanwhile, the Pacers are busy cleaning their lockers out after a disappointing six-game loss to the Miami Heat in the NBA Eastern Conference Final. Pacers coach Frank Vogel speaks the season's epitaph.
We wanted to get to the NBA Finals and ultimately win a championship, you know, so I think we fell short of that. But there's, you know, like you said, there's only one team that gets to do that. And, you know, I think we had an enormous level of success, you know, with this group, you know, coming into the season, being a third seed last year. And, you know, really running the table the first part of the season and, you know, achieving some special things.
Vogel's job is safe for now, but the pressing question on the horizon is what to do about unrestricted free agent Lance Stephenson, who could walk away at the end of the season. Quick turn to the NFL. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson said Monday that he has found a way to be organized after winning a Super Bowl.
No, not at all. It's been one of those things. I stay pretty organized, you know. I stay focused on what I need to stay focused on and getting ready for football. And it's been an exceptional offseason for me so far in terms of getting prepared for that. My body feels great. My arm feels really strong. My knowledge of the game has just gone so much more, you know, exponentially more, I believe, at least, you know, from the year one to year two and then year two to year three. And then playing in big games like the Super Bowl, that always helps.
Helping the third-year man from Wisconsin is a much healthier Percy Harvin, who could be a triple-threat player on offense if needed. Short break, and we'll come back for our LaporeCountyLife.com spotlight as we look ahead to this year's Stanley Cup Final, and for the first time in a long time, New York versus L.A. This is ASN Night Drive on the Arena Sports Network.
Have you heard the good news about a crazy dream based on a belief that positive breeds positive and that people want to read, hear, and watch stuff about good people? Have you heard the good news about a place you can go to enjoy positive, community-oriented information about the town, city, or region you live in and the people involved? Have you heard the good news about a place where you can celebrate what is right in the world, share it with your friends, family, and community, and neighbors at school, work, or place of worship, and have fun doing it? Well, there is such a place. That place is LaporteCountyLife.com. LaporteCountyLife.com is all about the positive, not the negative, bringing out the best and not the worst, and all about promoting positivity in your community. LaporteCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news?
Have you ever wanted your own phone app but thought it was too expensive? Here is something even better. The best custom mobile page QR system in the world, designed for smartphones, iPhones, and tablets. Add the business card of the future for our mobile world. It includes your own customizable mobile page with unlimited flexibility. Your contact info, YouTube channel, videos, events, specials, audio, and more, all on your mobile page. Your own back office so you can make real-time, unlimited updates and changes as often and as much as you want. One code is all you will ever need as you change anything in real-time from your back office. This is your business card on all ads, Facebook, T-shirts, flyers, and doorways everywhere. All of this for $99.90 a year plus a $3 payment fee. Visit www.qr2015.net for more information or call 312-802-1208. That's 312-802-1208. The future is in your hands. Call or visit online today.
Back here on the Arena Sports Network, you're listening to ASN Night Drive presented by LaporteCountyLife.com. I'm Alvin Washington, and now it's time for our first ever LaporteCountyLife.com Spotlight, brought to you by LaporteCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news? It's been over 30 years since New York and Los Angeles hooked up for a league championship in any major pro sport. Two teams representing the number one and number two media markets will clash for the first time ever for the Stanley Cup to close out the National Hockey League playoffs. The Los Angeles Kings are looking for their second cup in 3 years after a seven-game clash with Chicago. Kings head coach Daryl Sutter talks about the win and playing for the cup.
Well, you prefer not to get to Game 7, but when you're playing the defending champion, there's a good chance it is. And as I said earlier, that when it was 3-3, the series was 3-3 coming in tonight, could have been the other way, the three wins and the three losses. So Game 7 is about, then it's about winning the game, doing whatever it takes.
Coach Sutter was referring to the Kings' 5-4 overtime victory on Sunday at Chicago, the Blackhawks losing for the first time in the conference finals in quite some time. Meanwhile, the New York Rangers have had some rest since ousting Montreal in six games in the East Final. ESPN's Barry Melrose says goalie Henrik Lundqvist has to come up big again.
If the New York Rangers have any chance of winning, Henrik Lundqvist has to win the Conn Smythe Trophy. He has to be the best player in the playoffs, and he certainly has to be the best player on the ice in this series.
Coming up on Wednesday night, it is the Stanley Cup as the Rangers are looking for their first title since Hall of Famer Mark Messier led them to it all in 1994. We mentioned it's been a long time since New York and Los Angeles met in a final. You have to go all the way back to 1981. The 1981 World Series was the last time the two cities hooked up. That's when the Los Angeles Dodgers and Hall of Fame coach Tommy Lasorda knocked off the New York Yankees 4-2. And that's tonight's LaporteCountyLife.com Spotlight, presented by LaporteCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news? And it's a perfect segue coming into baseball. Lots of scores coming up, including a return of one of our favorite play-by-play guys. Who? Find out next. This is ASN Night Drive on the Arena Sports Network.
Quality products from Bridgestone, Firestone, and great service is what sets U.S. Tire and Automotive apart. Our service department specializes in brake service alignments and oil changes for customers just like you. Come pay us a visit at 3350 Grant Street in Gary, Indiana, or call 219-884-4600, or visit us online at ustireauto.com.
Want to get your rankings in the truest form? Want to get the best college news without all the fluff? Then tune in to Swamp's Collegiate Sports Show. Join Kevin the Swamp Rat Horan as he ranks all the collegiate sports, from football to basketball and baseball, cross country, soccer, and so much more. Don't forget to visit www.kevinhoranrankings.com and sign up for his new Cross the Country. So if you want the best college news and see how the pros are outsmarted, tune in to Swamp's Collegiate Sports Show. The Swamp Rat ranks them right every Wednesday night at 8 on the Arena Sports Network.
Here on the Arena, to ASN Night Drive presented by LaporteCountyLife.com. I'm Alvin in Washington. Thanks for coming along. It's time to turn our attention to baseball. We get going with the Mariners and the Yankees. The Mariners win this one by the final of 7-2. Michael Saunders with a two-run single to give them a 6-2 lead in the top of the seventh.
Grounded under the glove of Kelly Johnson. Two more runs. Four. And it's 6-2 Seattle. Johnson has really been struggling defensively for the Yankees at first and third of late.
Michael Saunders on the YES TV Network. Saunders drove in three runs on the night, including a solo home run. Seattle is now 29-28. The Cleveland Indians sold down the Red Sox 3-0, stopping Boston's seven-game win streak. Lonnie Chisenhall with a two-run single to give the Indians a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first.
The right-hander comes set at the belt and fires. A swing, a little bloop job to shallow left near the line. It gets down for a base hit. That'll score Bourne and Brantley. And Lonnie Chisenhall comes through again. So Lonnie Chisenhall down the left field line. Now with 18 RBIs, the Indians have a 2-0.
Tom Hamilton with the call on WTAM Cleveland. The Indians are now 20-30. Brewers take out the Twins 6-2. Mark Reynolds with a two-run blast to give the Brewers a 4-0 lead.
Reynolds sends one in the air to right and deep. Hey, get up! Get out of here! On for Mark Reynolds! He just took Gibson out of here and right.
One of our favorite voices, Bob Uecker, the Hall of Famer, with a call on News Radio 620 WTMJ Milwaukee as the Brew Crew improves to a National League best 35-23. Other finals from today, the New York Mets over Philadelphia with no problem 11-2. It was Miami topping Tampa in interleague play 3-1. The Kansas City Royals in a rematch of the Show Me series from the 1980s blank St. Louis at Busch Stadium 6-0. Some late games going on right now. Top three in San Diego. The Pirates lead the Padres 1-0. No score top of the fourth in Los Angeles between the White Sox and the Dodgers. That a rematch of the 1959 World Series. We'll take another break. Coming up next, some NFL offseason notes and an interesting name change for Cheddar. This is ASN Night Drive on the Arena Sports Network.
Have you heard the good news about a company that started 4 years ago and worked at a relentless pace based entirely upon one simple premise? Have you heard the good news about a place you can go to enjoy positive, community-oriented information about the town, city, or region that you live in and the people involved? Have you heard the good news that you yourself can share stories about this same theme to others in your community? That place is LaporteCountyLife.com. At LaporteCountyLife.com, you can celebrate a company that had a crazy dream based on a belief that positive breeds positive and that people want to read, hear, and watch stuff about good people. At LaporteCountyLife.com, you can go to a place to enjoy positive, community-oriented information about the town, city, or region that you live in and the people involved. Want to see more? Want to read more? Want to hear more? Then go to LaporteCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news?
When your vehicle needs service, look no further than Sowers Ford. Ford dealer like no other. Our state-of-the-art service department is fully staffed with certified technicians who can handle anything from routine maintenance to the most difficult diesel repair. Brakes, tires, and batteries. Sowers Ford service has it all. Sowers Ford, serving Michigan City and surrounding communities. Sowers Ford Lincoln, 3930 Franklin City, 219-879-5381. Or visit us at SowersFord.com.
Back here on ASN Night Drive on the Arena Sports Network, presented by LaporteCountyLife.com. Alvin in Washington here. Don't forget to join us online 24/7 at ArenaSportsNet.com. Some NFL offseason notes. The New Orleans Saints get ready to roll another year with All-Pro quarterback Drew Brees in tow. Brees talks about the upcoming training camp.
Each year, I just have the goal of trying to get a little bit better. And that you don't always see that statistically. But in my heart, I just want to know that, you know what, I've become more efficient. I've become, you know, whatever it might be. It might just be one little thing that, man, I feel like I got a lot better in this area, and that's something that will, you know, kind of carry me, I can carry with me.
the Saints are looking to bounce back from yet another playoff loss to the Seattle Seahawks. And now it's time for names that cut the cheese. Names wonder why they even exist in sports. It's another edition of
Cheddar.
And to this edition of Cheddar, we go with a name change. Most of you who have uncles, aunts, parents that remember the NBA from the 1970s and 1980s should remember the name World Be Free. Yes, that is an actual name, and believe it or not, the gentleman who we're talking about, his original name just happens to be Free. I'm speaking of the man born Lord Bernard Free in Atlanta, Georgia, in December of 1953. He's nearing his 61st birthday, and he presently is director of player development and an ambassador for the team who drafted him in 1975, the Philadelphia 76ers. World Be Free went on to have a 13-year career in the NBA, not only with Philadelphia. He also stopped at the then San Diego Clippers, also the Golden State Warriors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and also came back to Philadelphia in 1987 and 1988 before taking a break with the Miami Tropics in the U.S. Basketball League, and then tried one more trip in the NBA with the Houston Rockets. Along the way, he wound up becoming an All-Star in 1980 in San Diego, of all places, and just missed 18,000 career points by about 45 points. He also recorded nearly 2,500 rebounds and 3,300 assists. Not bad for a 6'2 guard who helped Guilford College in North Carolina win the 1972 NAIA National Championship. He was named MVP of that tournament. And that's World Be Free, former NBA All-Star and the victim of tonight's
Cheddar.
And that does it for this edition of the ASN Night Drive. We'll catch you again for more sports scores and spotlight. Until then, I'm Alvin Washington saying take care.
You've been listening to the ASN Night Drive, presented by LaporteCountyLife.com. Check out all the good news at LaporteCountyLife.com and stay tuned for more
on the Arena Sports Network.